Welcome to Life Success Engine, the engine that drives your life success. Join us for top tips and interviews on life's greatest techniques for success, goal setting, and motivation. Mind, body, spirit, relationships, and wealth. Whether it's running your first marathon, finding the partner of your dreams, or earning your first million, we cover it. Now, here's your host for Life Success Engine, Mark Farmer. Hi, this is Mark Farmer, Life Success Engine. It has been a minute. And I'm happy to be back, brand new podcast and also a slightly different format. Today's podcast will be available as an expanded article also within Life Success Engine. I will include the link below. If you look below, if you do better with printed format, enjoy reading it. If you want to download it, if you want to print it. But if you enjoy listening, or if you're going for a walk, run, or maybe driving, then the podcast is ideal. So I'm happy to be here. Today I've got a special guest author, a friend of mine that is a life success and empowerment coach. She is new on the scene, but she wanted to, she had some important things to say about regret, and I wanted to give her a forum. She and I had a really important conversation talking about this concept. And it was actually inspired by a conversation that I had had with some close relatives that were talking about the idea being make decisions in life so that you're not left with regrets. And this is actually a popular theme that I have heard through the years. In fact, there's a reoccurring meme on social media that you will frequently see. This is, you know, the regrets that you're left are for the things that you didn't do. And it sounds pithy and it's inspirational, and you kind of think, and you go, ah, yeah, that's right. It's the things that you don't do that you regret. You know, I need to start doing more, or I need to start making decisions to take action. It's a false meme. As so often, I like to do, let's talk about reality and let's talk about functional ideas of life success. Just this pure toxic positivity, or these ideas that simply don't work in life. One of those is the idea that somehow you will live a life without regret if you just make the right decisions. Folks, I hate to tell it to you, but you can choose different ways to make decisions. You can educate yourself, but you cannot avoid regret. For every decision you make, you are by definition choosing not to do something else, so that no matter what decision you make, you are always left with something you didn't do. And of course, after everything is said and done and we see the results or new things have happened, of course we go back and we think, well, shoot, that wasn't what I wanted to happen. I regret the things I didn't do. This is a false psychology. It isn't a functional way of living life. We will always be left with regrets for what we didn't do, because by definition, there will always be something that we didn't do. So you simply can't use that as a measure of life or success. The fact is, no matter what, we will have regrets. You can make better decisions. You can make more educated decisions. You cannot avoid regret. By definition, life success, changing what is, improving, growing, dictates that you take action. Action by necessity dictates that some actions will not succeed, i.e. failure. And failure means regrets. That's just life. So although we can't avoid life, we can handle regrets so that we clear them effectively and continue moving forward and evolving in life, moving towards the life success that we've chosen. So without further ado,
5 surefire ways to release regret. Regret happens. What doesn't have to happen is you holding on to it forever. Releasing regret is a process, one that is different for every person and every situation. However, you can give various forms of releasing regret a try and learn about yourself in the process. 1. Practice daily gratitude. Practicing daily gratitude is a great way to consistently remind yourself of all that you have. Family, friends, a home, food to eat, maybe even a cute puppy to come home to. Whatever your gratitude is toward, reminding yourself of it is a great way to reflect on the good in your life and make the regrets seem less important in the grand scheme of life. 2. Trust the journey. Reminding yourself that even the adverse events in life are part of a bigger journey allows you to look at the larger picture. Yes, you regret this one mistake, but did that one mistake lead you down a different path that had good outcomes? Everything happens for a reason. Trust that in time you will find out why that mistake or loss occurred. 3. Learn to release emotions. Emotions, in the grand scheme of life, once again, are you seeing the bigger picture yet? Are fleeting. Learning to release your feelings when they are not serving you will aid you now and in the future. Stop beating yourself up for something that happened in the past and learn to move on with a clear mind and focus. 4. Accept the lesson learned. Situations or actions we regret typically offer us a lesson, if we are open to learning it. Accept that you learned a lesson and move on with it. Living through a challenging event means nothing if you don't continue living and implement what you learned into your future life. 5. What if-ing the past doesn't change the future? Living in the land of what-ifs is tempting. However, what-ifs literally mean nothing in the practice of daily life. You can spend hours or even days guessing at a different outcome, but it doesn't matter. Those what-ifs will never directly impact your future other than to steal from it. Stop reliving it and move on. If you are living your life being swallowed alive by your regret, start exploring ways to release it and move on. You deserve a life that is fulfilled and happy. Not a life that leaves you stuck in the past and wallowing in disappointment.